This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Ray Bennett, I misquoted the person who told the story. Ray Bennett was an engineer with Boeing, an aerospace engineer who now works for Navigators, the Christian organization known as Navigators. But he has a degree in aerospace engineering, working on planes at the Boeing plant in Seattle. He said a few years ago, a movie was made about a young couple and their baby who were lost in the mountains. On their way to Idaho, Jim and Jenny Stolpa, S-T-O-L-P-A, attempted to cross the mountains in Northern California during a heavy snowstorm. When the highway patrol closed the interstate, they left it and took an alternative route. Big mistake. Big mistake. Eventually, they became snowbound. Stranded on a lonely road 50 miles from the nearest town, they had no provisions, no means of communication, no cell phone. After 4 days of waiting in their truck with a little baby for help, they gave up hope of being found. Checking a map, they decided to walk 18 miles across country with their baby in search of a road that might lead to help. After walking all day and night in deep snow, they found no sign of a road. Meanwhile, their parents aggressively marshaled all the resources at their disposal to help search for their children. Police, Forest Service, and news media personnel were all part of a team effort to search and rescue. Back in the mountains, Jim and Jenny had now been snowbound for 6 days. Their last desperate plan was for Jim to set out alone, leaving Jenny and the baby in a small cave. Jim hoped to backtrack to their abandoned truck and from the truck walk 50 miles to the nearest town. I mean, just unbelievable proposition. On the 8th day of their ordeal, as Jim was stumbling down a lonely road, a rancher was out checking his cattle, found him. Dehydrated and frostbitten, Jim was taken to a cabin and eventually to a hospital. Before Jim was driven down to the local hospital, the rancher got a faint description of the route Jim had taken. With a few of his friends, he set out in a blizzard to find Jenny and the baby. Almost miraculously, they found the baby and Jenny in the cave. Now, Ray Bennett says this is a story of modern-day people in the United States of America. He believes that the average person who doesn't know Christ in the United States of America is lost in the mountains, quote unquote. And he believes that they need to be rescued, just like Jim did and his wife and the baby. They had to be rescued. They couldn't find their way out of the mountains. They had to be rescued by a rancher and a ranger. And he said, Christian people are people who live in the valley, and the church is in the valley, and we go out to rescue the people from the mountains. What kind of mountains? And he describes it in this way. We have people that live in the snowdrifts in the mountains of secularism, people who live in the mountains of skepticism, and people who live in the mountains of narcissism. They need to be rescued from that. And it takes the power of God to rescue people. And I found it an interesting analogy that the body of Christ, we're the rangers and the ranchers who go out and rescue people in the name of Christ. Remember, Jesus had two groups of people that came to hear him. The disciples, the followers, and the others, the multitudes. They came to hear Jesus, to hear what he had to say, but they came to be healed because subconsciously, if nothing else, they needed to be healed, just like you do and just like I do. And he dealt with two kinds of problems, physical problems, but people who were troubled by spirits that troubled their lives and their marriages and their relationships, just like you and just like me.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.